George Kraft, professor of water resources at UW-Stevens Point, had hoped that this year would be different and one of Wisconsin's top trout streams would get through the summer without drying up. He got the bad news on Tuesday.
There was a fish kill again. The little plover went dry again in the stretch where it has been going dry for the fifth year in a row.
Hundreds of naturally reproducing trout are dead. Kraft says the Little Plover is not only a Class 1 trout stream in a state-designated exceptional resource water, but has been a famous case study for trout stream management.
This was a very important trout stream. It was used for a lot of famous trout study work. It was also the subject of a study in a 1960s film showing that too much pumping could dry up a river, which is, of course, just exactly what's been happening here.
The pumping takes place at nearby high-capacity wells used by the Village of Plover, the Village of Whiting, and Central Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers. The DNR has been hoping that voluntary water conservation efforts would keep the stream flowing, but Kraft says mandatory restrictions may be imposed if the yearly dry-ups continue.
If we're not careful, we're always going to find ways to use too much water and wreck or pollute our lakes and streams, and it's another case of why we have to take care of these resources that really make Wisconsin special, which is our water.
A new groundwater oversight committee has been formed in the state legislature to look into possible solutions for the Little Plover and other endangered streams. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.